Jesus can help me here, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Not too many people understand the statement in the Bible that says, we walk by faith, not by sight. See, something we observe. If we had told everybody to come here today with mirror, there will be overflow outside. So that any gadget, anywhere they are monitoring you, we will scatter here today. There will be overflow outside. Until we arrange some seats reach near altar. What is happening? Because we say they should bring mirror. Amen. Praise the Lord. That is not God's perfect way. That is not God's perfect way of. It's by faith. Don't know how we are going to change the thinking of the people. Praise God. The most powerful prayer is not with the mirror. The most powerful prayer is prayer of faith. Hey, people don't know this. Praise God. See, the most powerful prayer is not prayer you pray with anointing oil. The most powerful prayer is not prayer you pray with handkerchief. The just shall live by. See the most powerful prayer. Hallelujah. See the most powerful prayer. Mark chapter 11. That is the most powerful prayer. Okay. Now, verse 23. Mark chapter 11. It's Mark 11. Verse 23, what does it say? Eh? We know the story behind this verse. Eh? We know the story behind this verse. Jesus Christ was angry. Let's go back a little bit. Jesus Christ was angry with a tree. Let's go back a little bit. Mark chapter 11. Amen. Verse 12 and 13 and verse 14. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to eat, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, listen very well. Did he take anointing oil and pour on the ground on that tree? Eh? Did he take anointing oil and say, Peter, give me the bottle of oil. This tree has anointed me. And pour oil there so that the tree will die? Eh? Praise God. Praise the Lord. Okay. What did he say? And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee thereafter forever. And I like that last statement. And his disciples heard it. They heard it. So he didn't say it in his heart. He spoke it out. And then the next day, that tree died from the root. Then Amen. Praise the Lord. Gentiles. Then the tree was dried. And Jesus, Peter, called his attention. Master, see that tree that you spoke to. See that tree that you spoke to. I'm just giving you one secret now. Go and practice it. It works. Then he came to verse 22 and verse 23. Verse 22 and verse 23. Verse Mark 11. And Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. Verse 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall take the anointing oil and handkerchief and sand, whosoever, hallelujah, shall say, somebody shall say, that is the power we have. Say. See how many times say is mentioned in this verse. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, order, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say. Hallelujah. Life and death is where? The power of the tongue. It's so funny that Christians refuse to grow. That's why we've been taking that series of teaching on the adoption of the believer. The need to grow to perfection. You remain in the same level, remain in the same level. So you don't grow. The greatest weapon you have is your mouth, your voice. People don't know it. Praise God. Praise the Lord. The mouth you have, mouth, your mouth. Praise the Lord. So you, those of you, that is why we come for prayers. That's the reason why I taught you several times before. I said, when you wake up in the morning, after you have offered all your prayers before the Lord, before you go out, when you don't dress, finish, stand by your mirror and prophesy to yourself. What you say carry weight. It carries weight. Say it. Why did he say in verse 22, have faith in God? Actually, because you have to get the context that is written there to understand that verse. Why will he say have faith in God? And then he say, if you say something. Why will he say have faith in God? Then he say, verily, that if you, whatsoever you say, if you say, every person say, it simply means have the God kind of faith. That's the meaning of that verse 22. What is God's kind of faith? Let there be, and there was. Let there be light, and there was light. Let there be this, let there be that. Amen. Now, of course, especially those of us who hear from God, gifts, gifted people like that, those prophetic gifts, if you look at it in the Old Testament and the rest, God can tell you to do anything for a solution. But listen, it must be thus saith the Lord. Not you assuming. And the fact that you did it before, it worked somewhere. It doesn't mean that when next you confront another situation similar to that, you will be using the same prescription. No. So, if God tells you specifically, while you are praying, do something. Like I gave you an example. I say, I was conducting deliverance for a young girl in my house who was possessed, a relation of mine. And the demons were really tormenting her, and the demons will not leave her. And I was, in fact, I was tired that day. God come pity me. Now he then told me, I heard the Lord say, cut her hair, a piece of her hair, and burn it. And I rushed out, got matchstick, got the scissors or so, and then while she was still under anointing, I cut a bit of it. At the corner of the room there, I put it on fire. And that demon screamed and left. Now, that doesn't mean that anybody wake up for deliverance will say, bring scissors and matches. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are, you know, we are admonished by the word of God. He gave us authority to cast out devils. And you cast out devil by an authority you have. And the authority you have. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. When you meet a policeman, yellow fever, and a trailer is coming, big trailer is coming in front, once he wears that uniform, he is in position of authority. Everybody sees that uniform and knows this is a man of authority. Amen. What do you do? Just lift up one hand. The driver of that big trailer will say, who is this Benglema man standing? No matter how short the person is, he's a man of authority. When he does like this, you must stop. Praise God. As authority. Amen. He has the authority. Amen. But lifting up hand is exercising the power, the authority. We have the authority as children of God, and our authority is derived from God's word. This sign shall follow them that believe. That is the authority. If you are a believer. Amen. When you have any wound, anything I teach you here is what I have practiced. It's working. If you have any wound that refuses to go, you know, take time. Look at it. Curse it. Speak to it. Every day, curse it. Speak to it. The fact that it is moving, it is increasing, it is giving you pain, it means it has life. And everything that has life hears the word of God. It's something that is dead that does not hear. The fact that it is growing, the wood is increasing, means it has life. So it must hear the voice of its maker. It is written. It must hear it. Praise God. Now listen, I would like to balance it. I'm still saying, I say, I am not against receiving a specific instruction for a specific matter. But don't make it as if it has become the norm. Until I travel to my village regularly, but I have never gone with anointing oil. I have never. My house in the village, I have never applied anointing oil there. I have never. And I'm an African, which is full my family. In fact, my father's children, they die like a fowl. See? So I should be afraid that they will come now. In fact, one of them, where they keep, we know him. But inside of me, something will be saying, may this man just come my side one day now. Not because I have oil. Oh, it's because you are a pastor now. Show me the anointing for pastor different for Bible. You don't see pastor way Asumodi they come catch up. You don't see pastor where they preach, where marine spirit will send one girl to come catch him. Go catch him, he go fall like. Before you know what, they call a wife witch. is not carrying a heart to go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I've challenged Marine Spirit any day. I said, send one agent to me and you will hear the report. It's not possible. Because I know who I am. Not because I'm a pastor, but I'm a Christian. Light and darkness cannot mix together. So darkness cannot come and yoke itself to me. Say, what happened? Praise the Lord. My conversion is total. Some people, their conversion is from here to here only. From here down, it's not converted. How many of them are here today? Your conversion is only from here up. But from the waist down. How many? You know, when I preach like this, I expect to be challenged. Because the Bible says, he who think he stand, take heed. But I always say something. Satan, there is no human being that Satan cannot tempt. But Satan doesn't come anyhow to anybody. He knows which area he can get you. He does his assignment first. And for the kind of ministry I have, God trained me first. So that I will see the vanity of certain things. He made sure I saw the vanity of certain things. So I have now known that they are vanity. They are vanity. And 2 days ago, my wife was asking me a question. He said, no, she just wants no. Nobody said not anything, she just wants no. I think she's there already to hear me. She said she just wants no. Come, all that time you did. Carry girls, plenty girls all around you, all that. Tell me, what was the satisfaction in it? It's true now. It's vanity. And I told her, I said, that time I had no correct, that's why. I said that time I had no correct. But I thank God when I met Jesus, he corrected my head. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If your own head too has been corrected, can you stand up and say, thank you, Lord Jesus? All of us, our head correct now. Oh my. Let's clap our hands for Jesus. Clap our hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. It says, I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. I see. Praise the Lord. So what will make me now to go into womanizing? Say waiting. I met some young ministers here last month. Two of them, they cornered me and they were saying, Daddy, you know, God allow you to enjoy all before he can't catch you. He said, God can't catch you for old age. So you see the battle you are facing, we were young. Our battle is different. Amen. It's nothing like that too. Nothing like that. Because I also know, even in this church, I know of a young girl that told me she gave her life to Christ at the age of 7. And she has remained with God and remained a virgin until the day she wedded in this church. She said it. I know another girl that was crying. Saw something in a dream. as if they want to they rape her in a dream. And she was crying when she came to me for prayers that to counsel so that that doesn't come forth. She said she vowed that she come from a poor family. She didn't have an education. And then she decided the only gift she would give her husband that will come for her will be her virginity. And she vowed that no man will see her pant until the day she married. And you know, a person speaking like that is not speaking by an ordinary willpower. There is an experience the person has received. That is the power of conversion. You are not yet converted. That is why you face all that nonsense things. Things that people do outside. Unbelievers. You are carrying Bible and you are doing the same thing. So what is the difference between you and them? And that is the highest level of hypocrisy. You want to serve God, serve God now. You want to go in the world, go ahead. There's no saying when you are paying for it, no say you pay for it. And I'm robber when key, they fear death when they catch him. You know, saying I die, I go die. I know say I key. You see them, they cry. They know they cry. Because they knew the effect of what they were doing. Since they know they will die, they do it well, well. So you enter the world and do it well, well. So that when you burn for fire, you go, no go blame anybody. But you that decided to carry Bible, whole Bible one side, then carry then you look here, you look here, all the things. They do boyfriend, girlfriend there. You are doing boyfriend, girlfriend. Christian, all the nonsense they do, you do it here. So you are, in fact, you have a psychiatric case. You are not normal. You follow God. Oh, yeah. Go the way others are going. A prostitute is a prostitute. Why are you covering your prostitution with Bible? Let everybody know you are a prostitute. And who are you deceiving? God or man? You see? That's why you have no power, no authority, nothing. When you speak, the thing they look at, who they talk? I speak to you three. No man eats again from you. He said, go look, you two, no man will eat from you. Who are you? He look finny. Now that mouth, they take kiss your boyfriend, kiss him. Now that mouth, they cuss. Now that mouth, they do all the nonsense. Then you take the same mouth. I speak to you as a child of God. Child of God, the way God knows his children. As Satan knows God's children. I want somebody to benefit from a grace God has given us as his children. There's a power in you. Hallelujah. When you speak, heaven backs it up. Today you are going to speak to some situations. So I will allow you to consecrate your lip with oil. Oh Lord, I consecrate my lip. All the lies, I don't talk for this. Clean it away, Lord. I kiss my boyfriend. Take it away, Lord. They kiss my boyfriend. Christian, they carry mouth, jam. What is the difference between you and unbeliever? Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The spirit of fornication is an unclean spirit. In the spirit, you are unclean. In the spirit, you smell. God revealed the spirit of fornication one time, and it was like somebody who came out from pit toilet. In fact, the thing came out from a pit latrine toilet with shit all over, and flies were following, and everybody was closing mouth like this. And then the Lord said, that is the spirit of fornication. Once you come out like that, all blessings around you move back. All angels turn like this. then you are on your own. Any prayer you pray, you are on your own. I'm telling you. People don't know what Satan is using fornication to do. And I told you again what they do, because it's the commonest sin. That's why you see me every time I keep talking. It's the commonest sin. They drink it like water. And now with the advent of internet, come and see the nonsense people do with the internet. You see? So it is necessary that every opportunity we have, we continue to drum it. I was praying in my house today. I said, Lord, cause me to say something today that somebody will go home and think over and repent. I didn't know what I was coming to say. Because we're here to pray. I didn't come to preach today. God came so that we pray. But maybe that is the area God wants to use to deliver somebody. You see? So your life is just stagnated. Eh? A man will use you and dump you. You see? Why? As soon as you allow a man that has not married you to sleep with you, I have told you this several times, because I said, God, allow us training. They train me. Train me. So many things that I have now known to be vanity. Real vanity. The three things that bring down men. The angel told William Branham that bring down men of God. Women, money, and popularity. Pride. You know, the Bible says pride goeth before the fall. So somehow, those two areas, somehow, God, allow me to see the vanities first. Now the one that I'm now battling with is the one that to make sure that I remain humble and that pride is not part of me. That one, I fight it every day. But for others, I've conquered money. He has allowed me to see money. Now he landed me for trouble, money. So if I see money now, I will remember what did not happen. I said, not again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was in charge of Air Force money at a very young age. You see, from the age of 26, I was already a flight lieutenant. You see, before I married, I was the command paymaster here in Lagos. So money, nyafu. The one with the teeth, the one with the doo-doo. Oh, paka. Now they catch me. Yeah. Amen. So which money will you use to make me bend the gospel? Which money? Which money? Where I never see. Until I enter prison, come out. Before I know, some people, they pray for money. I didn't know that it's a prayer point in somebody's life. I'm saying it very seriously. If you know my background, I didn't know that people pray for money. In fact, if I tell you, some of you will not believe. So that's why my attitude towards money is different. From the age of 13, I was already receiving salary. 13 naira. Every month in 1973. Okay, so that you'll understand. When senior civil servants were earning 100 naira in a month. When a brand new vehicle was costing 2,500 naira. So when a small boy is earning 13,000 naira every month, I was in the military school. So I was a government pikin till I left. So I didn't know that people pray for. When they sent me to go and read in the polytechnic, in service, I was an officer cadet, not yet commissioned. They sent me for a program where I read accountancy in service. While I was there, I chose the hotel I would leave. I stayed in the hotel. Eat anything you like, drink anything you drink, at the end of the month, sign, Air Force, we settle. You can imagine that. I just want you to know that. If I carried 20 people there, so you can imagine why girls were following me. If I carry girls, no matter how many girls, lunchtime, you know, just drive to my hotel. Go to the something. When I finish, I just sign. At the end of the month, they bring the total bill. I sign. The hotelier sends it there. Praise the Lord. Then later on, somebody gave me one idea. I said, hey, money did this thing. So I move, come up from there, go somewhere. At the end of the month, they will bring bill. I will give the hotelier 30%. I will take 70%. So imagine the kind of money I had. 70% every month. So before you know what, I had 2 cars before I was commissioned. Before you know what, everywhere and a party, the money was there for my age. That's why I was very popular in the military. Praise the Lord. Just tell me you have a party. If you invite me, just tell me how many girls you need there. We'll pack them in our cars and come in there. So all these vanities, we discovered they were all vanities. Vanities. Praise the Lord. It's only pride that I am fighting with now. Because the truth is, by virtue of the profession, we are taught to be proud. Abi? No, he's an army colonel, so he understands what I'm saying. Eh? We are taught to be proud.
Yes, sir.
That is the nature. They teach us, military officers, to be proud. Now, they say, pride na sin. So I have to fight it. And for sometimes I overdo it purposely. Amen. Vanity upon vanity. So when I see people struggling for the thing, where we don't find ourselves, it's nothing. We're going to look with a laugh. Now you are a Christian. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All those attractions, God brought me up so that I can teach you that there is no peace in it. There is no amount of... See, all the money we had, no peace. No peace. When you poor, a poor man has more peace than a rich man. I am telling you this thing. When I say poverty, I'm not talking about the humiliation of you can't pay, you can't even get money to eat. You know what I mean? That one has sickness. I'm talking of, you know what I mean? When a man cannot feed his family, cannot pay house rent, you are sitting down here and then you, no hope. That's not poverty. That is not poverty. Oh. Praise God. That is not poverty. That one has sickness. Those who have little, just managing life. That's my own definition of poverty. Just they manage. They have a certain budget. They cannot live beyond that. So, they have soup every week. Now, 1,000 naira soup. And that 1,000 naira is 30. It's 30. But they can't go above that. Then there now one room they get. The wife is there. The children are all there. That one room. During when it's night, they say, wait, all of them sleep in that room. But steady, then they pay their house rent for that one room. The children, they go public school. When it's time, no problem, no problem. Now, they cannot go beyond that level. That is poverty. Not then chase you, come out from house. You go, no food, nothing. That's not poverty. I hope you understand what I mean. I'm talking about, you know, poverty. That one is sickness. In fact, you are dead while you are alive. Praise the Lord. I've experienced, can you imagine, somebody who has never been before, come down now, it depends on what somebody will dash you. So I've experienced up, I've experienced down. That's why I can understand you more than so many other ministers. What I understand, Oyakilome does not understand. Lie. Praise the Lord.